The department will open the Douglas Harris port on Aug. The closure of the southern ports of entry for the last year has been a tough but necessary action to control the spread of NWS in Mexico and protect the American livestock industry. The plan includes coordinating with Mexico to track and develop a risk-based trapping plan, as well as support Mexico's hiring of over 500 surge staff for trapping and animal movement control. Importing cattle from Mexico allows beef packers to better meet consumer demand given the tight supply of U.S. cattle. The USDA on Friday announced that it will begin a phased reopening of southern ports for livestock trade starting in Arizona with full inspections to ensure the animals are free of any signs of New World screwworm. The department will open the Douglas Harris port on Aug. 24, 2026, and take operational steps to reopen the Santa Teresa and Columbus ports in New Mexico. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service detected the first case of New World screwworm in the U.S. in June. There have been 42 domestically acquired animal cases, according to AFIS. The closure of the southern ports of entry for the last year has been a tough but necessary action to control the spread of NWS in Mexico and protect the American livestock industry. Thanks to the work across the federal government as well as state, local, and industry partners, it is now safe to reopen the Douglas, Arizona, port in 30 days to resume the hundreds-year-old movement of cattle, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rowland said in a press release. The USD identified Sonora and Chihuahua as the lowest-risk Mexican states for New World screwworm. The reopening timeline will be flexible and adjusted according to the steps taken by Mexico to meet certain milestones to reduce the spread of the parasitic fly. Rowlands has been working to implement a five-pronged plan to reduce cases. The plan includes coordinating with Mexico to track and develop a risk-based trapping plan, as well as support Mexico's hiring of over 500 surge staff for trapping and animal movement control. As part of the five-pronged approach, the USDA provided about $105 million funding for 40 projects through the NWS Grand Challenge, among other steps aimed at eradication. Several livestock groups backed the decision to reopen the border, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Meat Institute, and the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. "We support a careful, phased reopening of the border that reflects both vigilance and confidence in our response plans," Juliana Potts, the president and CEO of the Meat Institute, said in a statement. Importing cattle from Mexico allows beef packers to better meet consumer demand given the tight supply of U.S. cattle.